We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249. Time for Mattress Talk with Rich London.
I've got them with springs underneath, with latex on it, memory foam, you name it, I've got them in here. I've got them all on special prices, and of course I still have some of my closeout models too, but I've even got adjustable bases, Jerry. So whatever model bed you like, we can make it where you get your legs up so you don't get the swelling in your legs. We can get your back up to take the pressure off your back and just give you comfort at the same time.
In Paso Robles, the mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council meeting tonight with annual road report to be presented. Paso Robles City Council to discuss potential term limits. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting of the year will be tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is the city's annual road report for the Measure F-14 sales tax. The report is required every year, detailing the previous fiscal year's activities related to the tax's use. It is reviewed by the Citizens Sales Tax Oversight Committee prior to Council's approval. The report says the total Measure F-14 sales tax revenue for the previous fiscal year was about $3.2 million. A total of about $5.5 million was spent on five projects during the previous fiscal year as well, with the cost primarily split between the 2024 pavement rehabilitation and pavement resurfacing projects. At the end of the previous fiscal year, about $1.1 million remain in the F-14 sales tax project fund, which will carry forward into this current fiscal year. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Paso Robles City Council to discuss term limits in next meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Pasquarel City Council will be meeting on Wednesday this week in the Norris Room at Centennial Park rather than its normal Tuesday meeting. The rescheduling is due to a Planning Commission meeting being held tonight at 6:30. On Wednesday's agenda is a discussion item for inducing term limits to the City Council and Mayor position. California law authorizes cities to establish limits on the number of terms that the mayor and council members may serve. Term limits must be placed on a ballot during a statewide primary, general, or municipal election, and must receive a majority of voter approval. To meet the deadline of the November 2026 election, the city would have to submit the ballot materials no later than July 2026. Continuing from its November 2025 meeting, the Pasquarel School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its meeting tonight at 6. A general obligation bond is a loan to the school district, repaid through property taxes and district boundaries. Staff has presented three scenarios for the general obligation bond, with differing amounts and tax rates that the board will discuss at length in the meeting. Staff is proposing potential projects at Paso Robles High School, Liberty Independence, and War Memorial Stadium to be funded by the general obligation bond if passed by voters. The next steps will be conducting a voter survey this month. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. Senior citizens in Paso Robles are encouraged to fill out a survey for the Paso Robles Community Services Department and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The survey asks senior citizens about their thoughts on the services and programs offered at the Senior Center, City Library, Recreation Services, and Veterans Memorial Building. The survey lists programs and services related to education, meals, transportation, mental health, financial assistance, health care, recreation, entertainment, and more. The survey form is available at four locations: the Paso Robles Senior Center, Vet Center, City Library, and Centennial Park. An online version is also found on the city's website under the Senior Services tab at prcity.com/recreation. The survey is available for 30 days, concluding on February 12th. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced the recipients of its 2026 Gala Awards. Jeff Gallagher was named Roblin of the Year, and Grace and Rose Restaurant was awarded Beautification of the Year. A release by the Chamber says Jeff's work includes assisting at local schools, Paso Robles Chamber buildings, Cal Coast Beer Company, The Ravine, multiple fairgrounds projects, and other developments throughout the Paso Robles wine region. He's assisted in raising between $150,000 and $200,000 for local high schools and Skills USA programs, according to the Chamber. Grace and Rose Restaurant is being recognized for its outstanding contribution to downtown Paso Robles through the thoughtful and beautiful transformation of a historic home into a vibrant dining destination. The two award winners will be recognized at the annual gala celebration, hosted at Rava Wines on February 28th. Chabad of San Luis Obispo and Cal Poly present a guest speaker for Wednesday, January 14th at 7 p.m. The guest speaker is Sora Vigorito, the youngest known survivor of Dr. Joseph Mengele during the Holocaust. Dr. Joseph Mengele was often dubbed the Angel of Death, and he experimented on 89 pairs of identical twins at Auschwitz as part of his larger experiments. Vigorito is a survivor of his experiments and will detail her remarkable journey from loss and devastation to a fulfilling life of faith and resilience. The event is free for Cal Poly students, and members of the public can also purchase tickets for $25. Tickets are available online now at paxlo.org. The event will take place at the Harold Miyasi Hall. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Texans defeated the Steelers 30-6. NFL playoffs continue this week. On Saturday, KPRL will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30. On Sunday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at 3:15 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Hornets 117-109, the Kings over the Lakers 124-112, the Mavericks beat the Nets 113-105, the Pacers over the Celtics 98-96. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Trail Blazers, the Lakers will go against the Hawks, the Thunder will face the Spurs, and the Bulls will go against the Rockets. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. In California news, Police in Los Angeles have released updates about the man accused of driving a U-Haul box truck into a crowd of protesters on Monday. Authorities say that the driver has been released and no charges have been filed yet. Police also say that while initially they believed one person had been struck, the investigation concluded nobody was hit in the incident. Newsom's last year in office will face a fourth multi-billion dollar budget deficit in a row. The shortfall for this year is about $2.9 billion, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom's office. AB 1535 was introduced last week by state lawmakers. The bill, dubbed the Hortman-Kirk Political Violence Prevention Act, would expand the definition of a hate crime, adding political affiliation to the list of protected characteristics. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, Southern California is playing host to the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention and trade show. And during his opening remarks on Sunday, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval welcomed Farm Bureau members to Anaheim and also thanked them for their grassroots advocacy, which he said gives Farm Bureau one of the most powerful voices in Washington, D.C.
Together, we are growing a better understanding of agriculture. Every conversation, every engagement bridges the gap from stories on social media to meetings in your state house and even in the White House. See, we believe it's critical for consumers and lawmakers to hear straight from you, our farmers.
He also acknowledged the challenging times here of late in farm country with low commodity prices and high input costs and thanked the Trump administration for the recent support, but also stressed that a new farm bill is desperately needed.
Now, we still need a new farm bill, and we will keep holding Congress accountable to deliver that and other critical support for agriculture.
Now, Farm Bureau members here at this convention also heard directly from the Trump administration, as Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins was one of this year's featured speakers.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A new webinar series featuring a range of experts, including farmers and scientists, aims to help farmers transition from conventional to organic crop production. Held January 14th to March 18th, the 10 online sessions will cover the certification process, market dynamics, soil health and soil amendments, pest and weed management, and other key topics of organic production. Ultimately, we hope to provide the resources, community, and support to folks who want to make a successful transition, said Margaret Lloyd, University of California Cooperative Extension Organic Agriculture and Small Farms Advisor for Yolo, Sacramento, and Solano Counties. California leads the nation in the number of organic farms, land and organic production, and organic sales. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast, 805-995-4181, or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday next week. Low 70s Thursday, continuing into the weekend and Monday next week, and 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KBRL News Time is 621.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Prices rose in December at a modest 0.3% as measured by the Consumer Price Index. Excluding food and energy, the increase was 0.2%. For the year ending in December, the CPI was up 2.7%. That 2.7 matches the November number and is tied for the lowest inflation measured by the CPI since May. CPI was up 2.6% on an annual basis, excluding food and energy. Both of the core readings came in below forecast. The CPI has improved significantly from a peak of 9.1% in June of 2022. Delta Airlines is seeing more demand for its premium travel seats that helped to boost its earnings in the recent quarter. Though Wall Street was anticipating an even stronger forecast, that stock is lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775. You can also text that 238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice. That was not a cat meowing either. All right, coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will have on author Carol Golden, Leading in the New Retirement Era, issues on financial advisors that may not, some of the things they may not be addressing in your retirement plan and things along those lines. And then Martha McBride and Lori Budd exploring the wine glass. And all these what women may not already know about certain things. And anyway, so it'll be entertaining and, of course, informative this afternoon here on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM. So let's see here. Anybody in favor of term limits? Anybody in favor of term limits? I, myself, am generally not in favor of term limits. And although I will admit that sometimes I go back and forth, but overall I think I'm against term limits. And there obviously are pros and cons. I like particularly the experience of having somebody in. And I think sometimes this argument comes up or this issue comes up because we're not satisfied with the people in at the moment. I always think of long term. If we were to get somebody in there that we really like and then they're termed out and they're gone, and what do we get? We don't know. We don't know. So they'll be discussing, Chris, they said they'll be discussing this, right? They're not doing any votes or anything on it.
No, I think this is, well, let me like make sure what the action is. This is a direction of staff to prepare the paperwork to put it on the ballot for review later.
Okay. All right. Well, folks can bring it up at the meet. Not tonight. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's tripping me up, too. I almost said Tuesday.
Because the Atascadero is tonight. The Fast Robles one is tomorrow. All right. So, a little confusing, or we're just out of our rhythm. And also, there is an important meeting tonight at the school board as well. And one of the issues that Chris talked about was the potential for the bond, right?
The general obligation bond, yes.
Okay, and there's three different amounts. I think one is as high as $200 million. But also, the parents and the community, you're having the issue go on at this school regarding the boys in the girls' locker room. And we have three brave young ladies in the community at Paso Robles High School who are not on their own, but they need more help from the community. And they, one of them usually talks at the meeting. So if you can, show your support. Please attend the meeting tonight. And if you feel you could do it, stand up and voice your opinion regarding this particular issue. Also regarding the high school, somebody informed me that there are LGBTQ flags up in the classroom. And California law does allow it based on the districts. Based on the districts. So, let's see. In California, are allowed in schools. It depends on specific school district policy. As some districts, like Chino Valley, Temecula, they have banned them, while others, like Santa Clara Unified, have policies to display them, reflecting a significant debate over inclusive symbols versus neutrality. Well, some bans target all non-governmental military flags aiming to remove pride flags. That's generally protected students' rights to express their support for LGBTQ issues, but school officials can regulate flag display in classrooms as long as they aren't discriminatory. So, again, I still don't understand for a school district to stay out of controversy and just do the simple thing is you have two flags. You have the state flag and you have the United States, the California state flag and the United States flag. Because if doesn't this open it up, if you have whatever the group may be, then why wouldn't others? I have been told that when some LGBTQ flags went on display at the high school, that I don't know if it was teachers or whoever, they wanted some kind of religious flag, and they were told they could not do it. Okay, so I guess to my point is, why don't you just make it simple? And if certain flags are allowed up, why aren't others? And isn't that expressing support? And wouldn't it be discrimination if you're not allowing other flags to go up? I go back to, it seems school issues have become more than just reading and writing lately. There's all these outside social issues that they've brought it on themselves. And again, you're dealing with high school kids. So again, maybe something else to talk about that. Now, school officials can set guidelines for displaying symbols, but these rules must not be discriminatory, meaning they can't allow other political flags while banning pride flags. Okay. So there isn't a statewide ban or allowance. It's decided locally. While some districts ban them, other districts embrace them, making it a highly contested issue in California. Just like something like allowing boys into girls' locker rooms or restrooms. This is where we're at in education. So give them another $200 million in the bonds. Things will get better. There is no doubt about that. Absolutely no doubt about it. All right. I don't know how many of you heard the interview with Sharon Shelley yesterday from Howard Jarvis Tax Association, but it should scare the living double hockey sticks out of you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. A couple of my favorite subjects. Let's start with term limits. Term limits. What you're erasing with term limits is institutional memory. What do we criticize the legislature for? When we get around to criticizing it, which isn't often, not often enough for sure. The bottom line is you're wiping out, you're correct, Kevin, to oppose term limits. Was California a better state to live in before term limits or after? I would vote for. I've been here in California all my life, and I had a good education with a public school, carried me far enough to retirement. Here I am, and now we're going to change the state. And you're not changing it for the better. All three of your largest funds, those two pension funds and the budget, state budget, are all underwater. Not by a buck or $2, by billions. That's how your state of California is being run and has been for several years. You don't get to this status now, or lack of, by accident. You have to be purposeful about draining all these coffers.
Well, let me, since you mentioned that, this is where I would vote against term limits in a minute, but sometimes I think about it a little bit more. Okay, we know that there's fraud in California. We know it, and we're going to find out.
I hope so.
Okay, so On one of the things I would say why I wouldn't want term limits, I mean, I would want term limits, is because when you get experienced people in there and they know the system and then they use and abuse the system because they have the experience and the networking ability to do so.
So to me, that's one of the negatives. However, the positive, what I think is that the people get what they deserve.
Well, they get who they voted for, that's for sure.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yes.
But,
and they voted for some people who don't, for example, let's use the school board as an example. Somebody didn't quite tell everything, or they didn't tell the truth when they were campaigning. Some of those people are doing exactly what they said they would do, others are not. So you have now in the hands of people who apparently are scurrilous, the institutional memory of the Chris Williams incident and the decimation of the school budget. I can tell you right now, I'm a no vote on any bond issue. You still have bond issues on top of bond issues to retire. And we're retiring them, every property tax bill. So we're the ones in charge of the budget and how much money they get.
Well, also what's happening, and this is where it gets, you know, somewhat confusing, is that I think that some of these races, and I don't care whether it's school board or not, they're manipulated in a way, and I don't mean from voting machines. I mean from people saying that they're going to run to cancel the votes out of one particular candidate. I think we've seen that a couple of times here, particularly in the school board races.
Yes, I agree.
And I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that those are deliberate.
I would say offhand, given the rhetoric around the last two elections, you would be correct. And that's based on their own rhetoric. I mean, people who are not polished politicians, or shall we say schooled politicians, these children are going to school now and taking politics in school. I mean, we've always had political science degrees and all that trash, but the bottom line here is it's much worse now.
Well, you know,
and we need to campaign against any kind of bond issue to bail this incompetence out at the school board.
You know, I alluded to it, is that we shouldn't hear about the school district in news weekly.
Not ever.
But we are. And most of, you know, obviously with the grades, but most of it is this other outside noise. Well, it's inside, but you know what I mean by saying outside noise.
Yes.
And it's not right. And that needs to be, it's trying to be addressed, but it needs to be not only addressed, it needs to be corrected. But it doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
It doesn't look like it to me. It looks like we're right back where we were about 3 or 4 years ago. Here we are. And who are we talking about again as being not up to people's best interest? That would be the school board. I never heard about the school board very often before that. But ever since we put Chris Williams in and out, people in this town who get into the level of authority to give money away are doing it. That's what's happening. You had this on the way to repair, and then you put people on the board who've taken it back again. You don't. The children in this town are not the interest of this school board. That's for sure. They can talk about, oh, we're going to build them an aquatic stadium. Whoopee. They can't read and write.
Mm-hmm.
But they get a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's still what on the books or something that they're trying to do as soon as they can. And they're broke. Now, how does that figure? It doesn't.
Well, as you know, as I always say, they may be broke, but they have the card that they use and abuse is the children. That's what they will use. They use it over and over again, and unfortunately, the community falls for it.
Unfortunately, you're right, because they're not being told the truth, and they're not being dealt with honestly. And that even bleeds into the staff. But I would put it squarely on the shoulders of where it belongs, and that's the school board and what they're doing to it.
Well, you might want to throw in the unions as well.
Well, you might. You're not talking about an easy union to do business with. Trust me, other unions can't do business with some of the teachers' unions. The restaurant workers are the worst. But they all come in grades. Some of the unions help their employer. Gee, what a concept. It only makes sense to do so.
Well, I'd like to know the unions that help their employer, our employees, but not on the back of the taxpayers.
No, that's what I'm talking about. There are certain things that unions can do that public officials cannot.
Look,
and vice versa.
We have people in certain unions in this state that the quality of their work does not show it in many cases, and yet they want more money.
True.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't. The teachers' union is one of them.
Well,
that you just mentioned. It's always about the teachers and the I support teachers. I've always supported teachers. I want the money to go to the classroom, not to bells and whistles.
Well, bells and whistles are part of society because parents want it. I mean, you might consider that an aside, but it really isn't, because that adds up to a lot of money. And as I always say, you know, style over substance doesn't mean anything. But in America today, it does. I mean, heck, look at people that are driving around with $700 car payments, but they can't afford to feed their kids.
Right. That the reason they can afford to buy the car is because somebody else is feeding their kids.
Right, because the priorities are out of whack. They want to, you know, the Jones it up for the neighbors, so to speak, because that's what we have become as a society.
Well, to some extent, there's certainly a large faction of society that's that way.
Well, enough to have our money relinquished to, certain things, whatever you want to call them, whether it's schools or anything else.
Well, the schools here and the teachers' union and everyone else is going to be out in force supporting this general obligation bond. Some of us need to oppose it.
And then they will talk about the lack of affordable housing as our property taxes go up.
Yes, up and up.
Yep, well.
We'll talk soon.
All right, let's see here on the text. I love my neighbors, but recently have given up trying to understand them. Would love more details on that. Chris, you love your neighbors?
I don't know my neighbors personally.
Okay, I know. I wouldn't say I love them. I wave to them. That's it. I mean, love them. You know, love. Love is a many splendored thing, I guess, or something like that. I think I'll write a song. All right, let's see. What else do we have? The football. Oh, there is some. If you're in the San Luis Obispo area, you will be hearing, I think starting today, there's going to be some there was an outage. Beginning Tuesday, January 14th, PG&E, in coordination with the county, annual maintenance of the county's early warning system sirens. Over the next few weeks, crews will inspect and test each of the system's 130 sirens individually to ensure they work if needed during emergency. Testing is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 until 2. And will continue through early next month. In the coming days, work will be focused in San Luis Obispo City, and usually PG&E is pretty good about updating on where they will be afterwards. So just a little something there. And if you're traveling around Paso Robles, a section of South River, and will close to traffic from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. on Thursday, the 15th. So it's coming up. Be aware of that. I think that, Chris, you gave us a heads up on that last week, I think, regarding that road closure, doing more work. And just for the heck of it, since I might as well go out, about a month from now, February 9th, I got this from PG&E. They canceled the last one from a few months ago. But out on River Road where the transmitter is, the power will be off from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Monday the 9th out there on River Road. They're putting in a some kind of service, a new pole out there in that. So anyway, just a couple of heads up for you here on the Right Choice KPRL as we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Continuing from its November 2025 meeting, the Paso Robles School Board will once again review a general obligation bond for its consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting tonight. Staff is proposing potential projects at Paso Robles High School, Liberty Independence, and War Memorial Stadium to be funded by the general obligation bond if approved. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting of the year will be tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a report for the Measure F-14 sales tax. A total of $5.5 million was spent on five projects during the previous fiscal year, with about $1.1 million remaining in the F-14 sales tax project fund. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The Supreme Court set to hear arguments in cases involving trans athletes today. Fox's David Spahn.
The stakes high for millions of female athletes across the country. Tomorrow morning, these nine justices will hear two cases about two state laws that ban transgender participation in school sports.
A ruling is expected in June. President Trump tightening the screws on Iran as anti-government protests continue. He says any country doing business with Iran will face a 25% tariff. Exiled Iranian Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi tells Fox's Hannity that the government is on the verge of a collapse.
This is the beginning of the end of the regime that is hoping to buy some time. They know they're on their way down. The decisive blow can be the game changer and the knockout punch to this regime.
America's listening to Fox News.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices. For 28 years, Berlager Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlager if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlager Excavation Facebook page.
11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL playoffs, the wild card round wrapped up last night in Pittsburgh as the Texans trampled the Steelers 30-6 for their first road playoff win in franchise history. It was a defensive struggle for most of the night, 7-6 after three quarters, but Houston took control in the fourth. Sheldon Rankins picked up an Aaron Rodgers fumble and took it 33 30 yards to the house.
I know everybody was excited about the touchdown, but I keep on saying, like, man, go back and watch the rush. Like, the rush was crazy. Like, one of my better bull rushes. So that was fun.
Woody Marks capped an 87-yard drive with a 13-yard touchdown run. Then Kalen Bullock slammed the door with a 50-yard pick six. So the Texans will play at the Patriots on Sunday with the other AFC semifinal Saturday in Denver, the Bills and the Broncos. The NFC divisional games have the 49ers at the Seahawks on Saturday and the Rams and Bears on Sunday in Chicago. NBA, the Clippers topped the Hornets 117-109. Kawhi Leonard scored 35 points. James Harden added 32 and in the process moved ahead of Shaquille O'Neal into ninth place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. NHL, the Maple Leafs edged the first place Avalanche 4-3 in overtime. That ends Colorado's 17-game home winning streak. The Red Wings clipped the East-leading Hurricanes 4-3 in overtime. 10 straight wins for the Lightning. They zapped the Flyers 5-1. And Brooks Koepka is on his way back to the PGA Tour after 4 years with the LIV Golf League. The PGA approved a one-time returning member program last week for LIV players who have won majors or the Players' Championship. Three others, Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, and Cameron Smith, are also eligible to return. That's Tuesday Sports.
And we have the NFL playoffs continuing here on KPRL Saturday at, 12:30. It'll be the Bills taking on the Broncos. Sunday, we will have Houston and the Patriots at 11 o'clock, followed by the Rams and the Bears, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical Atascadero, proudly serving you since 1979, 8300 El Camino Real. Plenty of sunshine on your Tuesday with highs in the low 70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny again on Wednesday with highs expected in the low 70s. And what the heck for Thursday, low 70s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week. Again, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:13 a.m., 5:11 p.m., we are at 31 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. 8 minutes away from 7 at The Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see if there's any animals out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, but we have cleared the board from last week's. We had a couple on. All right, so there is nothing to report. But Chris, do you like scrambled eggs?
I do.
Do you like eggs of all kind?
Mostly. I haven't run into an egg that I don't like yet. How about, you talk about the way they're prepared, right?
Yeah, poached eggs?
Yeah, poached eggs, sunny side up, boiled eggs, over easy.
Okay.
They're all good.
All right, I absolutely love scrambled eggs. I mean, they are just, to me, the king of eggs. The king of eggs. They're all the same eggs. I understand that. But. So, when you make a scrambled eggs, how many eggs do you use?
Usually two.
That's it?
Two or three at most, yeah.
I use four.
Well, I guess you're getting a little more protein in your diet than me then.
No, getting a little bigger around the waist. That's what it's doing there. Okay, so, and I don't know how pound, how... Oh, and do you put water or milk in it?
No, I don't.
All right, I put milk in it. All right, anyway, and I don't know how much weight the either is with two eggs or the four eggs. However, how much do you think the largest scrambled eggs ever made weighed?
Ooh, how much it weighed?
Yeah, the largest scrambled eggs ever made weighed how many pounds?
You know what? Let's just go with the first big number that comes to my mind. 1,000.
That's not a bad guess, but you're off by,
A significant Martian?
A crate, at least a crate or a truckload of eggs.
All right, let's go for 5,000 pounds.
Nope, 6,860 pounds.
I was closer the second time, at least.
All right, does it say if they put anything in it, like, you know, sausage, some onions, and some cheese, and, you know, bacon, all that good stuff that's really good for you. Anyway, so, and I don't know where this was made, why they did it, or anything. So
I hope they ate it.
I hope a couple of people helped out. So anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved conceal carry training team. Onward we go on this Tuesday to a thing called trivia. Alrighty, trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner out at the airport. They're open every day, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, what major, well, let me rephrase it. What sport or activity is the most deadly? What sport or activity is the most deadly? 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and that would be in the United States.
Chess, obviously.
Yes, chess. Because you die from, well, dare I say, boredom. And no offense to you chess folks, because I couldn't play it. I don't have the patience to sit there and do that stuff. Okay, so the deadliest sport or activity in the United States of America. Which one do you think it is, folks? You're not even writing anything down.
I'm trying to, like, fathom a guess. Like, I've got a few in my head. I just don't know which one I want to go with.
Okay, well, we don't have the timer available, but let's see here. Once again, what is the deadliest sport or activity in the United States? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What's interesting here is on some of the, shall we say, more known, the reason is, well, I better not tell you. So.
All right, I've narrowed it down to one guess.
No.
Darn.
I don't think there's enough people that would do that anyway.
Why? Because it's so deadly?
Yes.
Well, gee.
I had a guy I worked with years ago wanted me to do that, and I just, I was thinking about it until he told me he likes to get high when he rock climbs. Oops, shouldn't have said that. I gave away one that's not the answer. Hi, good morning.
Skydiving.
No, not skydiving. Not skydiving. Hi, good morning.
Skydiving.
Well, let me check. No. I'll give you a hint. It's something that most of us can do our whole life, and probably most of us have done our whole life. Well, no, not our whole life. That we have done at some point in our life. All right, here we go. Back to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
I would guess football.
No, not football. Football is just, they do, things like paralyze you. That's, just little minor things like that. Hi, good morning.
Hello, bicycling.
No, but that is increasing. He is close. Let's see here. Where is it? I had the, where would, it is on average. Let's see here. On average, 11 lives in the United States every single day. That's according to the CDC. How about that? So I'll let you know here in just a minute.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Paso Robles City Council will be meeting on Wednesday this week in the Norris Room at Centennial Park rather than its normal Tuesday meeting. On Wednesday, the council will discuss an item for inducing term limits to city council and mayoral positions, which would have to be approved by voters. Senior citizens in Paso Robles are encouraged to fill out a survey for the Paso Robles Community Services Department and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The survey is available for 30 days. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 31 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Ladies and gentlemen, swimming is the deadliest, claiming an average of 11 lives in the United States, according to the CDC, every day. And also increasing is cycling and running. Now, both of those have to do with accidents with vehicles. However, there is a high percentage of those, in each of those, has to do with heart attacks. All right, two more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Berlauger Excavation. They serve the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch developments.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.